Hey, Stromy.
Yes, I am.
Where are you now?
I'm at Snail Lake School. I've got some fifth graders here that had something to say.
Good morning, Dave!
Good morning. Oh, that's terrific.
We are about to load the buses. We're headed out for the Weber Farm in near Balsam Lake area. We're going to be visiting the farm all day today. And fifth graders here at Snail Lake are going to be learning about agriculture. Many of them, as I've learned already, have been on farms before, and some of them live on farms, and they can tell us a lot more about agriculture than I'll ever know. In the markets this morning, December corn at 263 and a half, down three quarters. November beans down three quarters also at 619 and a quarter a bushel. Minneapolis spring wheat is down a half a cent at 369 and three quarters of a penny. Meanwhile, on the livestock side, August cattle, 69.65 up 7. August hogs at $43.25, down 25 cents. And July bellies at $33.10, down $1.30. And I think we're ready to go. Are we ready to go yet?
Yeah!
We're going to load the buses and get out of here.
Stromy, you behave yourself. I bet you're going to be in the back of the bus where all the kids are, aren't you?
Well, I've already earned some detention, and I have to go to the principal's office after this report and explain my actions, yes.
It isn't often they make guest speakers stay after school, but you're one of the exceptions to that rule.
You bet. We'll be reporting from the road on the way to the farm.
All right, have fun, Stromy.
All right.
See you, kids.
Bye.
19 till 10. Hello, Roger. Earth to Roger. Hello.
Hi there.
Yeah, NASA control. Well, we got a little squeak there, but fire ahead.
All right, we're on our way to Balsam Lake area. We're going to the Weber Farm. We have about 100 students from the Snail Lake School with us, and they're all going out there to learn about agriculture today, the whole entire fifth grade class. In the markets today, December corn is up a penny, 265 and a quarter.
Hello, good afternoon, Roger. Where are you?
I am on the Weber Farm. It's a cattle ranch with about 100 students from the Snail Lake School in Shoreview. And brought them all out today to show them a little bit of agriculture. And we're looking at a different operation rather than dairy and corn and soybean crops. They're looking at cattle and being a lesson here on how those cattle are raised and fed and all those kind of things. And now they just brought them down the road to feed them hamburgers and a wonderful meal. So standing out here in a beautiful sunshiny day, and I won't get into the weather because it's just about perfect. For farmers, they're cutting the first cut there of alfalfa. I've seen quite a bit of that, and there has been some winter kill in this area, but not an awful lot, but what we saw so far. In the markets, December corn at 265 is up three quarters.
ECO. Good afternoon, Roger.
Good afternoon. We're near Milltown, Wisconsin on a beautiful summer day, and we have just brought out 100 students from the Snail Lake School. And Dave Osted is their instructor. And Dave, this has been some experience today.
It's a fantastic experience, getting the kids out of the classroom, out into the field to actually do what we call experiential learning. Boy, you couldn't ask for more.
And we are on the ranch, if you will, of Tony Weber. And Tony, you've got a little bit different operation here as far as cattle breeding. You don't use any of the growth hormones and all the other things that many of the ranchers do use.
No, absolutely. We're trying to maintain the growth with just our natural feed. We raise all of our own feed. We don't use anything as far as chemicals or anything that might try to promote growth.
Let's talk a little bit about your operation. How many cattle have you got? And I noticed that there are a lot of the baldies that it seems to be that you're moving towards.
Yeah, we're actually raising purebred Herefords. When we get our herd to the size we want it with all the elite breed, we're going to be crossbreeding them with Black Angus where we get the black baldy. But right now, we've got about 240 head on the ranch.
How has it been economically as far as making money in the beef industry?
Well, I wouldn't suggest that you quit your regular job and get into this business, but quite frankly, with all the advantages, the fun you can have and the experience, and I have two boys, they're 11 and 14, my wife and I, we all enjoy this experience, along with my brother who actually manages and runs the farm for us.
This idea of not using any of the chemicals and moving in that direction, has that been well received, and is that making this still able to make a profit for you?
Well, you can't make the profit you would, normally using those speed-up growth hormones. But I think what we're getting is the people that appreciate the quality that we're putting out. I just enjoy it so much knowing that we don't have to do that. We're not using the chemicals on the fields that are available either. We just absolutely refuse to use atrazine as an example. It's accepted, it's used, but it's polluting the water and it's polluting the soil, and we're just not going to get into that. So we do a lot of cultivating.
An awful lot of it. Right. Speaking of the crops, things look wonderful here.
Absolutely wonderful. We've got probably the best growing year. I got into this 5 years ago, and all the fellows around here have been in it for all their lives. They're telling me I must have brought this with them because we've had 4 years of absolute perfect growing weather.
All right. Well, thank you both. And again, we've got about 100 students from the Snail Lake School here on a field trip today visiting the Weber Ranch and looking at the livestock operation. And that's a look at this afternoon's farm news. We'll have those closing markets for you at 1:45 here on CCO.
All right. Thank you, Stromme. It's now about 10 minutes away from 1 o'clock. Mike Miller for Ruth Kozlak.
42.77 down 47. July bellies closed down $1.77. And I have with me Dave Osted, who is the instructor here, one of the instructors that brought 100 kids from the Minneapolis area, the Snail Lake School, and brought them out to a ranch. I think they got a real education today.
They got themselves a real education, Roger. I don't think they quite expected to get the treatment they did. Many of the children thought they were coming to like a petting zoo that they're used to doing in the Twin Cities area, but out here they actually got a real farm experience. They found out what it's like to operate a farm and all the intricacies that go with it.
Well, these are fifth grade students, but yet they talked with the folks that own the ranch here, the Webbers, and they talked about some of the reproductive traits, some of the calving, breeding of these animals, and that type of thing. I was impressed by the caliber of questions they were asking.
For the children, I think they learned that you have to deal very factually when you're talking about animals and farm life, probably more so than we do with our moms and dads and our brothers and sisters on a daily basis, because farm life is a daily hour-to-hour thing that you have to be involved with. So you have to be factual and right up front about all those details that you sometimes work around.
All right, and as you might guess, Mike Miller, it's been a real education for all of us today here on what turned out to be one of the most beautiful days we've had all year.
Well, I just learned that it's not a dairy farm, it's a beef operation.
Beef operation, yes.
All right, and they're not farmers, they're producers, right?
Well, ranchers, producers, yes, whichever term you care to use.
All right, thanks a lot, Stromme.
Okay, thank you.
June is Dairy Month, a month to recognize the importance of the dairy industry. I'm Roger Stromme, and recently I spent the day on the farm with the fifth graders from Snail Lake School. We talked about milk and where it comes from. Carly knows.
It comes from cows, and it's pretty healthy for you. I don't know.
And what about you, Joe? Where's all that milk come from?
Cows? They give milk.
How do they get the milk out of them?
They squeeze the little things on the bottom of the cow.
Well, that was the end of the serious discussion about where milk comes from. We want to thank our dairy farmers during June Dairy Month and all year long for providing milk and all those things that we can make from it.